All right, we've got Sam Garcia with us. It's always good to have Sam dialed in. You know, last week he was out in California. Sam, are you still out there enjoying the California sun?
I went home yesterday, took off from Orange County, had a change of planes in Phoenix, and our engine caught on fire. So there's fire trucks coming all over the place. They had to, you know, get everyone off the plane. There was no time we felt like we were in danger or anything, but it was Southwest Airlines. They got us on another plane and it was just an hour late. So I was really impressed with, after going through all that, getting us all changed in plane and getting us our relatively on time considering the alternative. So it was a fun
day.
Well,
you know what? It's interesting. Friday, I was flying home Thursday from Dallas, and our flight was delayed because a plane caught a fire in Texas. I mean, at the Austin airport. Now, they planned it out, but they had to evacuate the airport. So, you know, it's hot in Texas when plane engines start getting on fire here. Yeah, we feel pretty safe with the system out there, and certainly Southwest, I think, has got the best safety record out there on the planet and one of the best PR campaigns. I mean, you look at United Airlines and how they get, man. Take some lessons there. Anyway, Billy, we're not talking about aviation here. This is not an aviation report. We got a mortgage update report. So what you got for us? Sam, take it away.
Okay, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency published its mortgage metrics report last week. Basically, numbers on $3.4 trillion in loans serviced by 7 of the biggest banks. Delinquency of at least 30 days on those loans, they were closed end first liens and home equity loans. That was 4.4%, including foreclosures. That was a 90 basis point improvement from the final quarter of last year. So that was pretty impressive. Those are loans, of course, serviced by big banks. But the report did indicate that foreclosures initiated and completed both increased. FHA endorsed $20 billion in residential loans in April. We include single family, Title I, and home equity conversion mortgages in those numbers. And in addition to falling from $21 billion last year, new applications tumbled too, so it looks like we're going to see another decrease in volume when they report the numbers for May. Our mortgage market index report for last week soared 61% from the 7 days that included July 4th, so that would be expected that we'd see an increase. Of course, that index reflects rate lock volume at open close and provides insight into future mortgage production. But business was down, nearly a fifth since the same week last year. ARM activity, though, which can be pretty volatile sometimes, more than doubled from the prior week and was up a quarter from the same week last year. So it was really strong, and ARM share ballooned to 10% from just 7% in the prior report. So interesting activity on ARMs. Wells Fargo home lending activity jumped. As you know, Dave, earnings season started on Friday, and we sift through the quarterly reports to extract mortgage operational metrics. And one of the financial institutions to report Friday was Wells Fargo, which said originated $56 billion in single-family loans during the second quarter, much better than the $44 billion in the first quarter. And in addition, an indication of third quarter activity, which of course is currently in process, new applications soared to $83 billion in the second quarter from $59 billion in the previous period. So we're looking at an increase, which is interesting because, you know, all the forecasts pretty much call for a decline after this second quarter period. So it looks like Wells is going to defy that particular prediction. And that's not necessarily the case for all the other ones that we've covered so far. I think we've got a handful so far that we've covered, and they don't have those same kind of results thus far. Quicken Loans was one of two mortgage litigation stories we picked up on the wire service. It had a loss in an appraisal lawsuit, and a Quicken spokesman called the case the latest example of predatory plaintiff law firms, and Quicken said it's confident the ruling will be overturned on appeal. And then another lawsuit was one against Wells Fargo, and a former employee alleges that the lender falsely blamed prospective borrowers for delays that were actually responsible for the rate lock extension fees that they had to pay. And in fact, the employee says it was the bank's delays that caused that. One other thing I wanted to just cover real quick was that there was a HELOC sale last week. MIAC announced that it arranged the sale of around $52 million in performing and not performing HELOCs. And the seller was, quote, a large bank, close quote. And those are some of our biggest headlines, and let you get on to the good part of your show. I'm looking forward to hearing David Stevens.